up in the attic one more time, Wilbon. I got the fan on above me because it's hot in Washington today. You're down in a basement somewhere. It's not so hot for you. And this is episode 89 of The Crazy Old Man in His Own Attic. We're going to start with baseball. Sad news, I think. Baseball has canceled all minor league play this year for the first time ever. World wars didn't stop it, but coronavirus has stopped the minor leagues. The head of the minor league says as many as half of the 160 teams are in such financial jeopardy they could fail without assistance of some sort. How do you feel about this?
The same way I feel about neighborhood businesses, you know, smaller businesses in particular. Look, big business is suffering. But, Tony, you know, there's a couple of places that I call home, and you get to know your neighbors who own businesses, restaurants, and, you know, a shoe repair store. And, you know, just it could be a small grocery store, and you feel for them. And minor league baseball is finding the same fate, unfortunately, that small businesses in our communities are. So whether it's sports or not, you know, this is the situation that confronts so many people in our country, and it's sad. You know, I didn't grow up with minor league baseball. I grew up with two major league baseball teams and going to those stadiums, so it was not something intimate to me early in my life. But I did grow up with some kids who wound up being good enough, better than me, and they played minor league baseball. And I began to sort of be exposed to it. And then as a sports writer, you and I have been to minor league stadiums and gotten to know minor league coaches and managers and players and maybe even owners. It's business. And it's a small business compared to MLB. And it's hurting right now, and it's sad.
I went to college in Binghamton, and they always had a minor league baseball team. They changed the nickname, but it was when I was there. At one point, I think I'm right about this, I think Thurman Munson might have played there for a few weeks on his way up to the Yankees. Yeah, it was the Binghamton Triplets at that point. Look, this is part of the stitching of the fabric of sports in America. They are small towns, and they are small parks, and they are big dreams. And the way they exist is very simple. They don't have television contracts. They got tiny radio contracts. So they got to sell tickets, and they got to have parking, and they got to have concessions. And it's a month-to-month, week-to-week deal. If you sit out the whole season, you don't have any money.
No, you cannot
stay afloat. Guys like Jeff Luhnow want to get rid of all the minor league teams. Okay, that's what they want to do. And they cut the draft so that this year there was only five rounds of the draft. Now, so the dream of being Mike Piazza, I mean, that does, you know, and being drafted 9 millionth and going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's pretty much gone at the moment. That's gone.
That Luhnow position is so reprehensible. And, Tony, it just basically says we're only in this for the big business, and we don't even understand that fabric that you talked about. And of course, that's it. You have to have people in the stands. I remember, Tony, just saying to Matthew at some point, you know, I don't want you growing up where you only think baseball, the only thing it is the Cubs and the Dodgers and the White Sox and the Yankees. We're going to go to a minor league park and see some baseball. Baseball at its very root. And we didn't do it. It's a, you know, promise that was unfulfilled by his father. But, man, sitting here today, I just feel sad for the whole thing.
There are about 5,000 minor league baseball players who are not playing this year, which I consider to be, Mike, a major step backwards for major leagues, and I will explain why. Baseball is something you have to do every day. You have to get better at it every day. This is not basketball, where when you arrive in the NBA, for the most part, you are ready. It is not football, where you are schooled in college for years and years to get ready for the NFL. Baseball, as you go up the chain, you see pitchers who have more velocity. You see players who have more speed. It's a learning curve, and you have to master it. You lose a season, everybody gets set back. I mean, this is to me very sad. I hope they qualify for small business loans, or I hope the major league teams realize it's money well spent to keep these things alive.
And Major League Baseball is going to realize they hit at some point, Tony. At some point. Not immediately, but at some point.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's move to hockey. Bob McKenzie of TSN is reporting that the two NHL hub cities will be Edmonton and Toronto. Are you okay with both NHL hubs being in Canada?
Here's where I don't want the NHL hub to be. Orlando at the moment, where the coronavirus test spikes every single day. Okay? Canada invented the sport. Let me get the number right. 43% of the players in the NHL are Canadian. Canada appears at the moment to be doing a lot better with the virus than we're doing, because we look like clowns with the virus. We got no national policy. We've got no particular leadership. We're punting on the virus at the moment. So if you're asking me, do I trust the Canadian bubble more than I would trust the American bubble? My answer is emphatically yes. How about you?
Amen to everything you said. And the 43%, people don't realize. I mean, 43% of the players in the NHL are Canadian. And I think after that, it's like 26% are American. And then you work your way from there in terms of international participation. So it's not like you're putting this on the moon and nobody understands what you're doing. Still, the greatest percentage of people who are playing this game have some history with Canada, like, being born and raised there. So, yes, first of all, I don't care which Canadian cities you put it in. Put it in Canada, you're fine. And I will just add this, Tony, so we don't get any angry email from Orlando. The spike in Florida seems to be in a lot of places, maybe even every place, but actually Orlando or the county that surrounds Orlando, includes Orlando, has been sort of flat or not crazy spiked like much of the rest of Florida.
Okay.
Just to clear that up.
Let me revise my statement.
I'll revise my statement.
It's better than being in Miami, and it's better than being in Tampa, and it's better than being in Jacksonville. Okay, so I will revise my statement. But I will also say this about this has no effect on us as consumers, and I'll tell you why. It's a television show now.
It's a TV show.
This was not going to be in your home arena.
Yes.
That's all.
It doesn't matter where
not,
it is.
Why not do it from there? No,
they can lie to you and say
to your arena.
They could say coming to you live from the arena, and it wouldn't be the arena; it'd be Edmonton. So yes, put it wherever you need to put it, where you can keep people safe. Put it there.
Right, that's right. And not only that, I think there's a better chance that fans might actually be there in Canada down the road than here. Let us.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Move. Let us move to football. Good. Chris Jones, who is the sack master of the Kansas City Chiefs, he was thought to be getting ready to hold out. But he responded, I guess, on Twitter to a question of him holding out with this quote, "or I might not play," unquote. And then he cited Le'Veon Bell, who did not play at all 2 years ago for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Wilbon, how seriously should the Chiefs take the threat of Chris Jones to not play at all?
Well, Tony, look, he's one of their, after the quarterback, he might be their best all-around player or their most important player. I mean, he's that good. Now, there's somebody in that organization, because they employ enough people in every NFL franchise, there's somebody that's got to obsess over this and hold his hand and talk to his agent every day and take the temperature every day of this discussion. And it doesn't mean it has to be at the very top of the food chain of the Chiefs, because they're going to have bigger issues to deal with, like what's going on with that franchise, how safe are its players and coaches and staff members, and what should they be doing absent a bubble, and can they come to camp and you can't be open. Somebody's got to look at a lot bigger issues than Chris Jones. But again, the Chiefs, like every franchise, they employ enough people where some minion is going to find this the most important task of his or her day. And that's fine, because he's that important. But I don't think the rest of us are going to be or should be obsessed with it.
So let me get the caveat out there right at the top, which is there may not be a football season at all. Both you and I believe there may not be a football season at all. But they might start it, but they're going to have to stop it. Now, you mentioned Patrick Mahomes. There's a lot of teams in the league where Chris Jones might be the most important player, but not on that team, because they got the best player in football, Patrick Mahomes. So his contract is more important than anybody else's contract, including Chris Jones, who, by the way, has 24 and a half sacks in his last 29 games and batted down a bunch of passes in the Super Bowl. He's really good. I'm not sure I get this, Mike, in this regard. They franchised him. He's going to make $16.1 million this year. That's a lot of money in football, non-quarterback money. That's really a lot of money. If they do it again, he makes more, and then he has free agency like Kirk Cousins. And by the way, I don't know if you want to tie yourself to Le'Veon Bell, because Le'Veon Bell signed a big deal with the Jets. He was terrible last year. He was under 4 yards a carry and had 3 touchdowns. So teams may say, ooh, Le'Veon Bell, leave me alone with that. Leave me alone.
Well, Chris Jones apparently wants 20 mil. You know, he can't live without that 3.5, you know, mil extra additional. But Tony, this is what sports is, and we don't get annoyed with this most years. This year, don't bother me with it.
Yeah.
Seriously. Don't bother. Sorry.
That's right.
I don't care about you and your contract. Any of you. And you should get paid. All right? I don't expect anybody to be concerned with my contract or your contract. And everybody, get what you can. Don't bother me publicly with these details now. Just don't. Tony, we're going to move now to the NBA. In a Time 100 interview, Adam Silver said, on-court bad language is a real concern for the NBA as it plans to resume play in Orlando. In arenas without fans and thus without any ambient noise to drown out what the players say while on court. Silver even suggested the league and its broadcast partners might need to put the games on a slight delay to deal with the language issue. Donovan Mitchell tweeted, nah, let me hear it. Tony, you with Donovan Mitchell? Should the NBA simply embrace cussing?
No, because this is not, no. Let's understand something here. This is not somebody yelling out, oh, blank. Everybody can handle that. That's not what it's going to be. That's not what happens when people face off against each other and they begin to curse at one another. This language is going to be much more severe than that, much more personal than that. It is going to be homophobic. It is going to be misogynistic. And I think you're going to hear the N-word a whole lot of times. So this is not, I just don't think this is something that you can put out there and the players are going to say, yeah, let's just listen to it. I say no. What do you say?
My first reaction to this was exactly Donovan Mitchell's reaction to this. When Uber producer Matt Kelleher told me about this morning, I was like, why not? ESPN just carried it. I know, because I uttered the ultimate blankety blank on the air during the Jordan doc. So I know I've already been there. I sort of cringed as I looked over at my son listening to me say it on national television. But that was my first reaction. My second reaction is your reaction. It's not even just the cursing. It's not the words that we know come out during all sporting competition or even during family competition or even during family dinner. It is going to be take on the tones of exactly what you said, which you can't have. You can't have it. Now, Tony, I will say this. So if you have noise pumped in, and now I'm starting to be in favor of that. I was watching some international soccer today, and the microphones aren't close enough. In basketball, you can hear it, just like you hear the squeak of the gym shoes.
That's right.
So, Tony, what you could do, I suppose, is have different channels. I mean, ESPN's already embraced it. I mean, the documentary, of course, you can go through. You can say,
we'll have this.
We can edit that out. We're used to hearing this. You have, you know, judgment calls. Live sports, you can't have it. So I'm now, Donovan Mitchell, I would convince, Donovan, you can't have this. So you may have to pump some noise in. You may have to have music or fake crowd noise. So you, I don't want to, tape delay, not tape delay for real, time delay. You have this on your podcast and on your radio shows. You've had it, I think. It's natural.
Yeah.
It's every day. It's not intrusive. You may have to do it.
You're going to have your hand on the button here. Look, ESPN, when it aired the Jordan doc, put the unexpurgated version of the Jordan doc on ESPN, and on ESPN2, the sanitized version. They can do that with this game. TNT can do that with this game if they want to do that. But this is language that gets people fired, okay?
Yeah.
That you, everybody's heard these words before, but people are going to sit back and they're going to go, whoa, I didn't know they said that. And you cannot, if you're a player or a commissioner or anybody else, you cannot say yes to this. I'm sorry. You cannot have it.
By the way, we're talking about a volume of games, a number of games for both the NBA and presumably baseball. There's going to be stuff on in the afternoon. So it's not just going to be 9 p.m. Eastern like the NBA Finals. I mean, you're going to have everybody watching. You're going to have this is sort of unthinkable at like 1:30 Eastern tip time to have this, or 3:30, whatever. So I'm backing
this
off.
This is
I am
the exact point.
Away.
Yeah. If Liz is feeding the baby boy Bootsy and watching the game, and this stuff goes flying out over the set,
what?
So
Bootsy hasn't heard
somebody's household.
Bootsy hasn't heard Grandpa in the hat utter some things already. Don't even try to tell me that.
He has, but he hasn't heard torrents like this.
Oh, okay.
He has not.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
We'll let those torrents go. We'll keep it clean as we throw it back to Sage and Kevin in Bristol.